Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy digital world and reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Ever feel like your brain is running a constant marathon? Like there are a million tabs open at once and none of them are actually closing? That's burnout, baby, and it's more common than ever thanks to our always-on society. But guess what? We're not powerless against it. Today, I'm sharing my top 5 tips for managing stress and anxiety in a way that feels good, not like another chore on your never-ending list. First up, mindfulness but make it cool. We're not talking about sitting cross-legged chanting for hours, so if that works for you, go for it. Think of mindfulness as taking mini breaks throughout the day to check in with yourself. When was the last time you truly tasted your coffee or felt the sun on your skin? These small moments can make a big difference. Second, let's talk boundaries. It's like having a digital fence around your time and energy. Learn to say no to things that drain you, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. You've got to protect your precious bandwidth of people. Third, move your body. Seriously, get those endorphins pumping. It doesn't have to be a grueling gym session, a quick walk in the park, dancing to your favourite playlist, or even just stretching can work wonders. Remember that feeling after a good workout? Pure magic. Number 4. Connection is key. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Make time for meaningful interactions with loved ones, join a club, volunteer, anything that helps you feel less alone in this crazy world. And finally, number 5. Sleep like a boss. It's not just about catching those easy Z's, it's about creating a relaxing bedtime routine that signals to your body it's time to wind down. Think warm baths, reading a good book, or listening to calming music. You deserve a good night's rest. Treat yourself like the royalty you are. Think about the last time you felt genuinely stressed and overwhelmed. Maybe it was during a chaotic workday, trying to juggle deadlines and emails while battling that endless notifications pinging on your phone. Or maybe it was when you were scrolling through social media, comparing your life to everyone else's curated highlight reels, feeling inadequate and drained. We've all been there. But what if I told you that those stressful moments don't have to control you? You can learn to manage them, navigate them with grace, and even use them as opportunities for growth. Imagine feeling calm and centered even amidst the chaos. That's the power of these tips. They aren't just about surviving stress, they're about thriving in spite of it. Remember that time you were working on a huge project, deadlines looming like angry monsters, and your to-do list felt longer than the Great Wall of China? You probably felt that familiar knot tightening in your stomach, the racing thoughts, maybe even a few panicked glances at the clock. But what if instead of letting those feelings overwhelm you, you took a deep breath, acknowledged them, and then started applying these tips? Imagine taking a quick mindful break to stretch your legs, listen to a calming song, or simply focus on your breath for a few minutes. Maybe you set some boundaries by politely declining extra tasks and focusing on what truly mattered. Or perhaps you reached out to a supportive friend or family member to share your feelings and get some encouragement. You could even choose to move your body a quick walk around the block, some energizing dance moves, or even just doing jumping jacks in your office check and work wonders. See? You're already applying these tips without even realizing it. And that's the beauty of them. They're not about adding more stress to your life, they're about integrating mindfulness, balance, and self-care into your everyday routine so you can feel calmer, more focused, and empowered to handle whatever life throws you away. So here's a recap of our 5 essential tips for managing stress and anxiety. Practice mindfulness, set healthy boundaries, move your body regularly, nurture your connections with others, and prioritize restful sleep. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We're all navigating the digital world together, trying to find the sweet spot between staying connected and protecting our well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. Which of these tips resonates most with you? Have you tried any of them before? What are your go-to strategies for managing stress and anxiety? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison so you never miss an episode packed with practical advice and inspiring insights to help you reclaim your digital life. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay kind to yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.